Okay, we picked up on the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. A few lines down, the Gemara had just quoted beforehand about that Rabbi Chanina had said that Ruchos Eino Neatzeros Kolimus Hashanah, that the Ruach never stops at any point during the year. So the Gemara asks on four lines down, Ruchos Minolon Delo Miatzre. What's the source? How do we know that wind doesn't stop during the year? Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when it, by Zechariah, Kik Arba Ruchos HaShamayim, Perasti Yeshem Num Hashem. Just like the four winds of the sky, I've covered over you, says Hashem. My Kamarlus, what exactly does this mean? Ilei Mahachi Kamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, if this is what Hashem intends to relate to Klal Yisrael, Dibadir Tinchu, Ba'aburuchi Da'ama, that I've scattered you into the four ruchos, the four directions of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is trying to redeem them. And he says that since you are spread out into the four ruchos, into the four directions of the world, I will bring you together in Geula. Ihachi Ke'arba, Bi'arba mi ba'ilai. It shouldn't compare it to arba. It should say ki bi'arba ruchos, not ki like. It should say in four ruchos, if that's what it meant. Elohachi kama, rather, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you so. Kishem she'i efshal olam b'lo ruchos. Just like the world cannot survive without wind. Kach yafshal olam lo Yisrael. So too, the world cannot survive without the Jewish people. The world was created for Klal Yisrael. It was created for the Torah and for Klal Yisrael. And the kind of shem in this pasuk through the Navi is comparing Klal Yisrael to the Ruach, that just like the world cannot survive without the Ruach, so too the world cannot survive without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that if they're comparing the two, and then the winds obviously are constantly going, because they need it in order to survive. Oh, so the Gemara said beforehand, again, that the Chachamim did not obligate one to say, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Tal and about Ruach, but if you wanted to, you can. So Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina comments, Hilkach, since there is no chiyuv to say in Shmon Esrei about dew or about wind, the following emerges. Bimos Hachama, in the dry season, from Pesach until Sukkos, Amar Mashiva Ruach, if a person said in Shmon Esrei Mashiva Ruach, in Machzirinosa, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, because there's no damage in saying it, because it's true, Hashem is the Mashiva Ruach all the time. Amar Morid HaGeshem, but if he's talks about Morid HaGeshem, about Hashem being the one in the warm season, in the dry season, who's bringing rain, Machzirinosa, then he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha, because he did it that the halacha did not want, because the rain during the dry season is a simin klala. Bivos hagishamim, in the rainy season from Sukkot to Pesach, lo on mashiva ruach in machzirno. So if you leave out mashiva ruach, you do not have to go back, because again, there's never an obligation to say mashiva ruach, because the wind is always present. But lo amar morid hageshem, but if he did not say in the rainy season that Hashem is the one who brings the rain, then machzirno. So then he has to go back in order to say wachazal or masaka, and that you have to include morid hageshem. Below od, and not just that, elafil amar ma'avir haruach. Umafriach hatal, that if he davens that the ruach should not blow when the tal should not go down in machzirno, so there he still doesn't make him go back, even though that's against the mitzvah, it's against the reality. Since there's no obligation to say, the fact that he's saying something which isn't going to happen because they're always going to be present, it does not negatively impact his tefillah, and he does not have to go back. Tana, we learn in the Braisa. When it comes to clouds and when it comes to wind, the Chachamim did not obligate one to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shmon Esrei, again, about the one who brings the clouds or brings the rain, even for the purposes of, or who brings the wind, even for the purposes of rain. But if he wants to mention it, he can. My time, Mishum Lo Me'atzrei. Because again, the clouds and the wind are things that are always present, so it does not negatively impact the tefillah. Asks the Gemara, Veloma Atzra, is it really true that the wind and the clouds are always present? Vatani Rav Yosef, but didn't Rav Yosef learn? The Pasuk says, Yotzaras Hashamayim, right? If Hashem gets angry because we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, Yotzaras Hashamayim, and he is going to close up the Shamayim. What does that mean? He's going to close up the Shamayim. Min Ha'avim, Min Aruchos, he's going to stop the clouds and he's going to stop the wind. That he's even going to stop the clouds and the wind from blowing and from bringing down the rain. And then you see that they do stop. So Tana says, no. At Omer min Avim Aruchos. No, you're explaining that Atzar means from the clouds and from the winds. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it just means that there won't be any rain. That even if the clouds and the wind are going to be present, they're not going to bring rain. And it's only rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withholding. And the Tana says that he can't explain this pasuk this way. Kishu umar velo yeh matar. It already says there's not going to be rain. Harei matar amar. It already says that Hashem is not going to bring rain. So what do you need to say? Yotzaras Hashemayim. Hamani mekayim yotzaras Hashemayim. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that it's going to close up the heavens? Those extra words have to be teaching us something more than just the rain not coming. It must be min avim min aruchos. It must be that the clouds and the wind are going to stop, and you see that here, this braisa is clearly understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop the clouds and the rain against what we saw before, and that the Chachamim did not obligate one to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for clouds and for wind, because they never stop. We have a steer between the two. Kasha Ruchos, Aruchos, Kasha Avim, Avim. Right? Both are difficult, because again, we said both beforehand that both of them do not require praise, because they're always present, both the wind and the clouds. And now we're saying that that's not in fact true, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, he may take that as punishment. So the Gemara answers, no. Avim, Avim Lokasha, there's no question about a contradiction in terms of clouds. Ha Becharfe, the Braisa which says that the clouds never stop, that is talking about the clouds that come earlier before the rain. Ha Ba'afle, the one that says that sometimes they're going to stop, that's talking about the clouds that come after rainfall, and somehow those are beneficial to letting the ground absorb the rain, as the Gemara will explain shortly. So the ones that precede the rain will be there because the rain is not going to be coming. There's nothing wrong with the clouds coming, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu just stopping the process and saying, well, the rain is not going to come. But the ones that follow the rain won't come because the rain won't be there. So that's how we understand the two braisas. Ruchos haruchos lokasha, and there's no contradiction when it comes to the wind. Ha beruach mitzu. You have the braisa which says that the ruach never stops. Let's talk about the normal winds. The normal type of blowing wind that's necessary for the world to survive. And again, it gets rid of the heat and for the atmosphere. It's necessary, so that wind will always be present. But the Braisa, which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes step in and stop it, that's talking about a stronger type of wind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his koach through, and that's not necessary for the survival of the world. That kind can stop. So Gemara says, Ruach she'ena mitzuya chazyei lebeit dari. There is a necessity to have a ruach, even if it's not mitzuya, because for food you have to have in the threshing floor in order to do zorah, in order to winnow and to get out the chaff, and for the wind has to come, blows away the lighter refuse, and then the food falls down. So we need that in order for the world to survive, and that has nothing to do with rain falling. So the Gemara says, no, efshar b'nafsa, you can do it. Through some sort of filter and a sieve or the like, and you can filter it in that way. You don't necessarily need ruach she'ena mitzuya, and therefore the world can survive without it. So we just learned in the braisa, tana havin varuchos shnios lamatar. The benefits of clouds and wind towards the earth are secondary to the matar itself, to the rain itself. Meaning they help, but not as help in terms of the ground stuff growing from the ground as much as rain itself grows. So what exactly does that mean? Hechidami. What clouds and rain are we? What clouds and wind are we talking about? That they help like rain, but not as much as rain. Amar Ula v'temer Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says, and some say Rabbi Yehuda said, the ones that we're talking about, the basar mitcha, are the clouds and the winds that come after the rain. Sigmar asks, Lememra Dimal Yusahi, do you mean to say that wind and clouds that follow rain are helpful and are considered to be a positive? Vaksiv, but the Torah in the Tochacha says that if we do not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitena Hashem Es Mitar Tzecha, Avak V'Afar, that instead of sending rain, Hashem is going to bring dust and dirt. And that's going to be the klal, that's going to be the curse. V'amar ulav etem rav Yehuda. What does that mean? Zika de basar mitra. That's referring to a rind which comes after the rain, which is going to blow the dust and the dirt, and it's going to make it stick to all the crops, and that's going to cause them to rot. So you see from here, from this understanding of the pasuk by the Toracha, that the wind and the clouds, the wind which comes after the rain, is not at all a bracha. It's not a positive. It's a klala. So Gemara answers Lokasha, had asa necha, had asa razia. It depends. This that we said in the Braisa, that a wind which is after the rain is a positive and is almost as helpful as the rain itself, that's when it comes and it blows nicely and softly, and it's not strong enough to bring up the dust and the dirt which will get on the crops and ruin them. But Hadas Yerazia, what Rabbi Huda said, that the wind which comes after the rain is damaging, and is in fact the klola that we talk about in Tovacha, that's when it's very strong, and it's going to cause the dirt and stuff to come up, the dirt and the dust to come up, and ruin the tua. Be by the same alternatively, you can explain that the one which blows strong brings up the dust, and the one that doesn't, there again, this is baby. Dibay's Ema is taken out of some nigger. So again, this the qualification of the difference between the lighter ring and the lighter wind and the stronger wind is had mala avak had mala avak. If it's mala avak, if it brings up the dust, then it's bad. If it's not mala avak, then it is not a problem, and it can in fact be a positive. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda zika debasar mitra kimitra. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the wind which comes after the rain is beneficial almost as much as the rain itself. Eva de basar mitra kimitra. And he also said that the clouds which come after the rain are almost as good as the rain itself. And then the third thing that he says was shimsha de basar mitra kitre mitra. That if the sun comes out immediately after the rain, that has the benefit as if it rained twice. So it's extra, it exponentially, or in a very quantifiable or qualitative way, it increases the impact of the rain by the sun coming out afterwards. Limbute mai. So what is this coming to include? Once we understand, and once he's telling us that whether wind comes after the rain, whether sun comes after the rain, it's all going to be good. So what exactly is not good after the rain? Limbute gilhi dilelya. That if there is birakin shalayla, if it's going to be, there's going to be the lightnings of night, that is considered to be a negative. And as well as if the sun is poking through the clouds, and in some places it's good, in some places it's not good, in some places it's sunny, in some it's not, that type of lack of uniformity prevents them, either one, from doing its job in terms of helping with the rain. Amar Rava says, "Mali talga l'ture kicham shemitche l'ara." Snow is as good for the mountains five times what the earth accomplishes from what is accomplished on the earth from the rain, because before it's even melting, while it's present, it begins to already saturate and penetrate the earth, while the rain goes straight in. It doesn't have a chance to on the mountains because it's going to go down. It doesn't have the chance to make it as lush to absorb the water. Shnemar kidashel yomar heve aretz v'geshem matar v'geshem mitros ozo. That the pasuk compares the shelek to five types of rain, because it uses the lashon of geshem five times. It says geshem matar, and then it says geshem and geshem. In the plural. So if it's in the plural, it can't be less than two. So that's the drush that the Gemara has. The Amar Rav, and Rav also says, Talga l'ture, that snow for the mountains, mitra razia l'ilonim. Snow is as good for the mountains as rain which goes down strong is for the trees. Mitra necha l'pere, a rain which comes down softly is good for the fruit, is good for the crops. Not the Dalet Amar Aleph. Or pila, light rain, afila partsida de tuse kala, is good for the seeds which are in the ground. Mahanyale gets it, allows it to start growing. My orpila, why is it that the light rain is called orpila? Gemara says it means from urupila, that the cracks should be wakened up. It's a way of helping to start the growing process for that which is hidden in the ground and needs to be irrigated. Okay, just to summarize what we saw, Rabbi Chanina said that since the tal and the ruach don't stop, therefore in your mosacham in the warm season, if you said mashiv ruach, you don't have to go back, and if you also said morad hageshem, you don't have to go back because you were never. I'm sorry, only if you say Morda Geshem, then you'd have to go back, because that goes against the Takanas Chachamim. There was no Takanas Chachamim when it came to the dew. And in the Mosa Geshamim, in the rainy season, if you did not say Mashiva Ruach, that would not require to go back, because that was never a Takana. But if you did not say Morda Geshem, then you would have to go back. And even if you ask for the rain not to blow, or for the Tal not to come down, you would not have to go back, because again, that doesn't violate, even though it's against the reality, it does not violate what the Chachamim put in place. Then we said, Yosef says, and the Pasuk says, Yuatzaras HaShamayim, that is not referring to rain, rather it's referring to the clouds and the Ruach, because it says, V'lo Yematar, and then it would be extra. And specifically the clouds which come after the rain, but the clouds which come before the rain, those will never stop. And when it comes to Ruach, that's only Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. But a Ruach Mitsuya, which is necessary for the world to survive, that would be that's not going to stop. And even the Ruach Eina Mitsuya, which is necessary for the crops, they can always use a different way of filtering out the grains. Then Ula said in the name of Yehuda, when we said that the clouds and the rain are secondary in their quality to the clouds and the wind are second in quality to the rain, that's talking about the ones that come after the Geshem. And the only when it's a kola by the ruach which comes after the geshem, because it's going to cause the dirt to come up and then it's going to ruin the crops. Then Rabbi Yehuda said that wind and clouds that come after the rain help just as much the rain itself, and sun also helps like the rain itself, as if it came down twice. But lightning which comes afterwards does not help, and similarly if the sun is spotty, that also is not considered to be positive. And Rav has said that snow is like five times the rain for the mountains, because it sits there, and it's also good for the mountains the same way that light rain, that strong rain is good for the trees, and light rain is good for the fruits that are starting to grow and the seeds that are just inside the ground.